Carol Rausch is the chorus master at the New Orleans Opera, and she considers herself lucky. Every summer, she goes to New York for the off-season. This year, she was headed home to New Orleans the day before Katrina hit. After a phone conversation with a friend, Rausch decided to wait out the storm in a hotel outside Nashville, Tennessee. Carol Rausch still cannot go home. We spoke to her yesterday by phone and asked what she knew about the state of the opera facilities.
There are three critical areas. The downtown office, again, we're on the fifth floor. That area got some flooding, but we hope that we're okay. We have scenic studios in Metairie, which are Jefferson Parish, and we actually build and design sets for our own productions, and then they're rented all over the country. And that was one of the first things we tried to get on top of because, you know, we get income from renting those to other opera companies, and of course we're getting a lot of inquiries, can we still get our set for, you know, November or whatever. So we did have somebody that was able to get into that area. Again, there was flooding on the first floor, but the sets are stored in a loft on the second level, and they seem mostly okay. The theater itself we don't know about. Again, aerial views show that it had water around it, but there were some dry spots in the parking lot. So I don't know what that means as far as possible interior damage. We have canceled our fall productions, Otello and The Marriage of Figaro, and we're looking at the spring repertoire and trying to decide, you know, can we do that, either because of the structural issues, the economic issues of the city. It's all such an unknown, and you get reports that are totally worst-case scenario and then some that are very positive, and I think the truth lies probably somewhere in between. So I spoke with the New Orleans Opera Association General Director Robert Lyle last night, and he and I are going to do two things. I'm going to try to do a mass letter to choristers saying who is coming back. If people have lost their homes, they may be relocating. A lot of people will come back, but we don't know if everybody. He is going to work on finding where Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra players are. That is the city's professional orchestra. And, of course, without an orchestra, you can't do opera. So we're trying to kind of see where our personnel have scattered to and when they think, you know, are they planning to come back? And that will really help us decide what of the 2006 repertoire we can do.
Do you have concerns about the state of actually the whole artistic community in New Orleans?
I genuinely do. I have very close friends that work, you know, that are symphony players that are in, you know, connected with the New Orleans Ballet Association, and I think one of the most fun things about New Orleans has been kind of the funky, eclectic mix of independent artists and, you know, little tiny theater companies that do things like that. And I'm genuinely concerned because of the long-term economic problem that the city's going to face. You can't guess. You know, you can't guess. I think it's fair to say it's not going to be like it was for a long time. I don't know. I envision, you know, we all desperately want to get back and look at our homes. When I think of going home, it's a little chilling to me because it's like going back to a kind of wounded, amputated entity because we've lost people, we've lost sections of the city. I can't guess what it's going to be like. It's not the usual homecoming.
Carol Rausch is the chorus master at the New Orleans Opera House, and she joined us from her sister's home in Louisville, Kentucky. Thank you so much for your time, and best of luck to you.
Thanks so much.